Okay, so today's daf is daf kuf chaf. What'd you get up to?
The Mishnah, the Mishnah on kuf yud tes some of this.
Okay. Zakar has a commissioner. Im maftir nachra pesach afikoman. May afikoman. What exactly is meant by this afikoman? So amarav lo shelo yekro mechabura lechabura. Afikuman is a lotion of let us leave from here. Afiku mean from this place. So it's osir, after you finished eating the Pesach in one chabura, you're not allowed to go to another chabura to eat anything because we're afraid you're going to go ahead and you'll eat the Korban Pesach also. And of course this would be going according to the Mandi Omar, who holds that the Pesach cannot be eaten in Shtei Chaburas but can be eaten in Shtei Mechemes, which is consistent with the way that we've been learning. Shmuel says it means not to bring out new things to eat. So according to him, there's the meaning over here of Afikoman is bring out the goodies, or bring out dessert, in which case man would be a lashon of.
It's a mirage.
I don't understand what's going on. It's late. I had to do my own zakah as a commissioner.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Okay, so according to Rav, the only issue is the afila of the Pesach in two places. According to Shmuel, you're not allowed to bring anything else out. So according to Rav, you can eat whatever you want afterwards. Right? You can go to a different place, you could say halal and so on and so forth. But according to Shmuel, where you're not allowed to bring out other things to eat, so then it has nothing to do with moving to a different place, even staying in the same place, according to him, your makbid on the town of the achila of the Pesach. But it should be the thing that you last ate, and that town should stay with you for the night. So therefore would be kigon arduloi li gozlaya la'aba, would be like things that we enjoy eating afterwards. Haba over here meaning Rav. So Shmuel used to eat generally something for dessert, such as some delicious mushroom kind of thing. And Rav would eat like chicken of dips. So afikuman, according to him, is man. It's not from, but rather it means sweet, like the man. Okay, so the bechlai you're not allowed to eat, according to him. And the shail is over here, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Hanina ben Shila, Rabbi Yochanan say, go tomorrow, kloyot ve'egozim. Similar to this dafka, this is actually a machlokas, it's dafka. It's not that they gave examples, but the question was whether it's dvorim that are usually eaten as part of a meal, so that they can fill you up, or whether it means even, fruits and light things. Tanika Basit Rabbi Yochanan, Im Maftir Nachar HaPesach, Kegon Tmorim Klayot Ve'egozim. Om Rabbi Yonah Meshmul, Im Maftir Nachar Matzah, Afikoman. Shmuel says we have the same chumrah as far as matzah is concerned, that the last taste that should be in your mouth should be a tam matzah. Yes, the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, Maftir Nachra Pesach Afikoman, which is Mashma Davka Achra Pesach, Hudelo Avale Achra Matzah Maftir, because after all, the whole Akpara Lechora would be in terms of the Korban Pesach, especially if it's a din in moving from place to place. And then Ikra Chashivas Alayla is the Korban Pesach. But Lachar Matzah Maftir, it's a Shmuel on contrary. Lomi Boy Koma. Lomi Boy Achar Matzah Delo Nafish Tam. I remember, according to me, the issue is over here whether the Tam will remain. So therefore, what it's saying, it's saying for granted, Matzah, obviously if you eat mushrooms after Matzah, you're no longer going to be tasting the Matzah. Because the Matzah doesn't have a powerful taste. Avali Achar Pesach to Nafish Tam. Eating a Korban Pesach leaves a taste to your mouth, lemaisa, no matter what else you eat. So there's going to be a little bit of meaty taste afterwards. So maybe we wouldn't be mocked, but therefore comes along the Mishnah Talmid Chiddush that even Achra Pesach, you're not eating it, not to eat an afikoman. But certainly, Leachra Matzah. Neima Misayeh Ale. Let's say if we could bring a riot to Shmuel. Asuf Ganim Vaduf Shanim Vaizkar Hitin Adam Memalekre Somehem. If a person is eating on the Leila Seder, so he's eating sponge cake or teglach, or very thin, soft kind of like a pancakey kind of thing. So there you can eat as much as you want, but you're not going to be yotzei your chiyuv of matzah, either the duvshanim, because they're very, very sweet and they have a lot of oil and honey, so the name of they're called lakamosh and not lakamani, or because the sufganim are made like a sponge cake, so they don't have a tzeras lechem, they don't have a lechem oni. It's either it's a pegam and lechem or it's a din and oni, a pegam and oni. But in any event, there's no iser eating them. But you're not going to be yotze. The important thing is to eat a kezayit matzah, a ba'achronan, a note that it says over here that you have to eat the matzah as the last thing in the meal. So you see that had you had a piece of matzah, you can't have a piece of cake afterwards. And dafka notes, you can't eat rishona. You can't start eating, okay, I'll eat my chiyuv of matzah, and then I'll eat all these other things. So you see ba'achronan in rishona lo. It says the Gemara, not necessarily. It may well be the chat is like this, that lomi boy kama, lomi boy b'rishona. If you want to eat not the b'rishona, for sure it's good. Because at least that way, you haven't filled yourself up with sponge cake. So there you would be kachol teavon. There you would be eating your matzah correctly. And you definitely would be yotzer. You might think that leaving room to eat matzah at the end of the meal is not a good idea. The Chachomim wouldn't have told you to eat as much as you want of sponge cake before. Maybe when it comes to eating at the end of the meal, maybe you'll end up eating achila gasa. So imalo, therefore, you should bedavka eat berishona. Kamashkulan even ba'achrona. But this doesn't have anything to do with the question of whether you leave a matzah, taste the matzah in your mouth. That's irrelevant. So we see basically two tzedim here. I'll pee this shot that Gemara is saying now. Indeed, it makes more sense to be mechavin, to be yotzei the mitzvah with the first matzah, because that way you're eating the teyapon. And then to eat, that would be like a zecher to the matzah that's eaten with the Pesach, a zecher to the Pesach itself at the end of the sukkah.
But one of them
is going to
know.
What?
Eating
matzah
and eating the
proper pesach
one
to another. Sorry, another point. At the end, even if your old mitzvahs are mevatlis, so it's certainly not where the yikar mitzvahs to eat it together. When it's said together, matzah and meram, but that was the whole discussion of Hillel before.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're talking. I'm talking bisman azes. What would be the correct thing to do? To eat the first kezayis of matzah for the mitzvah, in order that it should be the teyavon, like it says over here. The end is a bidyavon. In case you weren't, you didn't eat before, you could eat even after filling yourself up with your sponge cake. But certainly, it's not the ikar mitzvah. If you learn that the ikar mitzvah indeed, afilu bisman hazeh, is to be that it should be together the same matzah that was eaten together with the korban pesach. So the shayla is why you would make the bracha of the matzah up front. But Tosfos, the Shita said before, and he says it again over here, it makes a great deal of sense. If you learn Rechista before, that he was saying that even if you'd be yotzei mitzvah sviches kabon, you'd be yotzei only at the end, if you only had the chasa. So he still says you make the matzah, make the bracha of the chasa more up front, even though you're not yotzei until later, because the Akashimla Kresim, yeah. It's improper to eat to make the bracha. So you could say that same thing over here. Really, you have a kavona to be yotze your matzah only at the end. But nonetheless, you make the bracha up front. Of course, then you really run into trouble. Because if you don't make your afikoman on time, for that you weren't yotzei mitzvah matzah as well. Okay, so I mean, obviously there's some people very makpid, and they eat their double kezeisim for the afikoman and so on as well because of this. You're supposed to be eating a matzah as it would have been eaten together with the Karban Pesach. Marzutra Masniach. Marzutra says over the whole sugya in a different way. The way we said it, Rav Yosef says it a little bit different. Om Rav Yosef, Om Rav Shmuel, Maftirin Achar HaMatzah Afikuman, that according to Shmuel Bedavki, you are able to eat something after you ate the matzah. And we want to bring a raya to him from the Mishnah. Name of Sayel. Im Avtirna Achara Pesach Afikuman, Mashna Achara Pesach Udalov, Avalach Matzah Mavtirin, And in this version, the Gemara is saying not necessarily. You can't bring a raya. Lo mi boikol. Lo mi boikol matzah lo nafish taima. Avli akra pesach. Maybe I would have thought there's no akpod on eating afterwards. Kam hashmolon that even li akra pesach, even though it's nafish taima, we still want to be matzah. Basically. So according to this version, this is a kasha on Shmuel. Davke ba'achrona, but you're not allowed to eat lechatchila. So one second, you didn't know that I would be here. So this must mean that I'm drinking your tea. Oh, he drank tea. Oh. Telling you. Good thing I didn't let him into my house. Again, at this version, we're now answering it up. So you're certainly going to be your matzah. Maybe you shouldn't eat your matzah b'achrona. Even b'achrona. So it doesn't mean it has to be b'achrona. Omar Rava Matzah, we finally get to the sukkah we've had so many times before for granted. Omar Rava Matzah is banazed yoraisa, umora de rabbon. Now the shayla is, what's the umora? So, what says the umora? Why would umora be any different? Understand that umora is not a chiyev, because it says, oh, matzah is burim yachlu. So, which is mashmur, dafkum, is mandi ke pesach ishmor. Is mandi like a pesach, like a umora. But that's true about the matzah too. Yes, but remember that matzah ma'ad arad ha-beikro. The Torah reinserts matzah to chiyav even without a Pesach, because it says berach tochlu matzot. Whereas revach, bar Yaakov omar echad ze ve'echad ze drabonin. Even matzah bizman hazeh is only a drabonin. Ah, it says be'erav tochlu matzot. That's not a reference to bizman hazeh. That's a reference to Misha yatamei or b'derech rochoka. So sal gadaita kamina kivon de pesach lo achli matzah mor nami lo nechol. So someone who was tamei v'ayah b'derech rochoka. Okay, so I would think to myself, Torah puts him off until Pesach Sheni. So then it must have put off all of the mitzvahs halayla to Pesach Sheni, and indeed he doesn't do anything. Kamashman, the only thing that he doesn't do is bring his Korban Pesach, but he still is chayef to eat his matzahs. But what does that have to do with the question of someone, Bisman Hazeh, where he wasn't told to put it off? Over there, there is no Pesach. There is no Pesach, so then there is no mitzvah. Therefore, Kamashmalan comes on the Pesach, Berach Tochlu Matzot, in those days, but not certainly not Bizman Hazeh. Whereas Rav Amar Lecha, Rav says, why in the world would I need the Pesach to tell me that a Tamei V'haya B'derech Rechoika, who's not bringing his Korban Pesach, does eat Matzah? We know that already. Tamei V'haya B'derech Rechoika Lo Tzarech Rav, because we have another very excellent example of someone bizman the Korban Pesach who was not going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Let's say he's an oral of an echar. He can't bring his Korban Pesach. Does an oral eat matzah at night or not? And it says beferish in the Torah that he does. So what's the nafkamina between an oral and someone who has to bring Pesach Sheni? It's the same thing. The Tanya kol orel lo yochal bo. Note that it stresses in the Torah. Bo eino ochel is not able to eat from his Pesach. He does eat the matzah more. So again, says Rava to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, it doesn't make sense that I should use the Be'erev Tochlu Matzot to tell me the din of Tomei V'ayah B'derech Rechoka, which is no different than someone who's an Arab. So there's only two categories. There's Bizman HaZeh where there's no Pesach B'chlal, and then there's Bizman HaPesach where you can't bring the Pesach. That's all. So if I already know Bizman HaPesach, where you can't bring a Pesach, none of us you eat. So what the second pasuk has got to be coming to tell me. that even Bisman Azeh, when it's before no Korban Pesach, in why do I need three Pesachim? According to you, you would say that for me to be Marbe Bisman Azeh, I would need a third Pesach. I don't understand that. Says Rav Acha, no, you need two. Why do I need to? Because k'tibai means I need one pasuk to tell me bo, meaning kar or elo yochal bo, and I need the other pasuk to tell me tomi vayev b'derech rechoka. Because I might have thought that a tomi vayev b'derech rechoka, since the Torah puts off the chiyuv, so maybe it put off the chiyuv to Pesach Shem. In other words, an oral didn't put off the chiyuv. So if either you're going to do none of the mitzvahs, or you'll do some of the mitzvahs but not the Pesach. Comes along the Torah to say, do some of the mitzvahs, don't do the Korban Pesach. But what about at the time that there is a Korban Pesach, someone who the Torah says, you know what, make a second Pesach. So make a second Pesach, I'm going to eat my Pesach sheni al matzah umrarin, right? Because it has all the dinim of the Korban Rishon. So I'm going to eat twice the matzah. Obviously, the Torah meant that I should be mekayim my mitzvahs matzah on the first Pesach, on the second Pesach. Comes along the Torah to say berach tochlu matzot, that nonetheless, bisman that there is a Korban Pesach, I'm mechuyev to eat matzah even if I'm not bringing the Korban Pesach. But where do you get the idea that bisman that there's no Korban Pesach at all, that there's still a chuyev to eat matzah? So according to me, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, there's no such pasuk. Tani kavasi to Rava, lemaisa we find a braisa like Rava that matzah bisman hazeh indeed is the raisa. Because the pasuk darshan is like this: sheishet yamim tochal matzot, ubayom ashvi atzeret Hashem elokecha. Now this is very strange because over here it says sheishes yamim tochlu matzot, whereas it says in the pasuk shivat yamim tochlu matzot, tochal matzot. So which one is it? So in other words, what this is coming to tell me is that one of the days is not a chiyuv. So now I know the last day is not a chiyuv. Ah, but that means that I now have a davar shiyatzam in aklal. Because before the Torah said, eat 7 days matzahs. Now I know that one of those 7 days is not a chiyuv. Okay, so if that's the case, that's the din, and the klal in the Torah is called davar shiyatzam in aklal. Then here it was Yotze min haklal, because now it's telling me there's no chiyuv. Lo lo lameda latzmo yatzah lo lameda laklal kolo yatzah. So what would I learn out from here? That achilas matzah, qua matzah, it's not a chiyuv. All it's saying is, don't eat chametz, better eat matzah. If you're going to eat bread, this is the bread to eat. But it's not being mechayev me to eat bread. Okay? So you might think, so my time, I have a dover shayyah b'chlav, v'yatzah m'akal v'lami, lo lo lameda latzmo yatzah, in which case Yochol af Laila Harishon Rishut, so then maybe even the first night is Rishus, even at the time of the Beis Hamikdash. No? Talmud Omar Al Matzot Umrorim Yochluhu. Okay, that's a din daf. Can the carbon pass up? Emi Yelo Bizman She Beit Hamikdash Kayam. Bizman She Ein Beit Hamikdash Kayam. Who's to say that there's a chiyuv of eating matzah? Minayim. Which is exactly the way Rava had understood it. So apparently we really do not need to tell me Tomei Vayevidarech L'chayka and Orel and the Ben Nechar. By the way, Tos is very disturbed by this Ben Nechar. I mean, what's talking about? Lo Yochal. I mean, Ben Nechar is talking about Mishnit Naker Libola Rivshba Shemayim. So, what are we telling you? Now, even though you're not going to eat the Korban Pesach, because after all, you don't believe in the Korban Pesach, but you still have to eat matzah. But the guy doesn't believe in the Korban Pesach, but he does believe in matzah. And he believes in matzah enough that he needs a drasha to tell him that it's not kosher, the Korban Pesach doesn't believe in. It's crazy. It's a very weird kind of thing. I mean, we're just saying it may be agav orel. I mean, the Torah puts it together. It says, maybe the case is that the guy did tshuva in between the Shechitas and Pesach and the Seder. So now he can't eat the Korban Pesach because he wasn't monoyala. So maybe now it's too late for him, because if you miss because of that, so maybe you were doing your matzah.
Or is it going to be a high of all of the Neilam?
What's that?
be mechayval b'shnei lankilo. I mean, he's over and Pesach.
I mean, it's another punishment that he shouldn't be able to eat matzah. Everything. That's good for the Kiddush. The only thing he didn't do was eat the Korban Pesach. Pesach Rishon, including the Seder, he did everything like everybody else. The only thing is, he couldn't eat the Korban Pesach. He kept the Seder like we keep the Seder Bezvanasa.
Except
he had a makeup time.
It didn't have to be in your shalom.
No, he was Bederach Rechaika.
Oh, all right. Someone saw that.
No, same thing.
He
had to be in
his shalom. He had Mara also.
I mean, his Mara was like Mara Bezvanasa. Whether it was a Chiyad Rabbanan or not.
Anybody who didn't have a Korban Pesach, he asked, we'd also eat more. Anyway, we didn't have a Korban
Pesach, or it wasn't. I mean, that's a question whether the takona of Mora, Zecher Pesach, is Shach to say Bismanach was Pesach. It's unlikely. But it's possible. I mean, we don't have a right. It could be that it was only made. It's like we say it was in Yitzhak Lamigdash Kilo. But may have been that Mora wasn't Stam a Chiyav to eat Mora. Maybe it was. It's a question. What is the Chiyav of Mora? Is it Zecher, or is it an Indian that there should be Akivas, a taste of Mora, the flour? There's a very interesting rush, according to whom that is Nageh, that Shaila. The rush says, why do you need to eat an Akiva of Mora, which is a Kizayis? It's really very strange. So he says, because of the bracha. Since you're going to be making a bracha, lucky less mara. And the word achila means kizayis, so you have to eat a kizayis. It's just very strange. What do you understand? What do you mean? Why? You need to eat a kizayis mara because there was a takana to eat a kizayis mara. Because there's a takana to eat. So many understand the rush, but the pshat is that there wasn't really a takana to eat, it was a takana of mariras. Except that the oath and the Maria, how are we going to make a taka? We're going to say, Asher Kachan Rasavit Sivano Lid Marer. I mean, so we made a bracha of Achilas Mar. Once we made a bracha of Achilas Mar, we have to eat a Kazayas Mar. That's very strange. But I mean, if that's the chat, then you have to eat that kind of would be the whole thing.
It's more likely that Achilas Mar reflects the fact that you had a few.
I know that's what he says. It's very strange. I mean, there are those who try to fit it in, actually, because it does come out very good.
But then it also says that the person wanted to have lettuce, but also have the horseradish. It's not a device of the horseradish, it's not to have a time of it.
Why?
Then it also says that if you had your lettuce, your chasa,
we're not holding in this certainly at all. Are you sure it has something to do with it?
Yeah. Okay. If you had your vegetable, if you had your maror as chasa, but you say, I want to also have tamcha, because I don't sense the rears, I want that. You don't have to have a kazayas of tamcha, it's enough to just have a tamcha. Or this fits in well with the rush, because you were yogs and the bracha by having a kazayas, and now for that, the rears.
I have no idea. I mean, sadly, I'm not going to do that. It's insane. I don't know what you're talking about. If there's no tamcha maror in the chasa, why are you eating the chasa? You're not yogs and maror, but monoshar. Elamai, the guy's crazy. He thinks the tam morer means sharp like horseradish. So yes, even though Marir's has nothing to do with sharpness, so therefore he eats horseradish. You're telling me, but he's not a chiyuv to eat it because eyes of sharpness. I mean, I should hope not. Where would such a chiyuv come from? A new mitzvah in the Torah. And I say, what is it? What is this all about? I need to learn down. Something's missing. Okay, but we have Saba Josh Aya in South Africa. We had to get a replacement. we did. You know who we used in the end? Look at him. Yeah, he finally started to grow into a little bit of the position.
Took the Heidi Commission.
I've been missing that. Yashnu Miktzatan Yochlu. So if part of the Chabura fell asleep, so then it's okay. When they wake up, you continue to eat. But kulan lo yochlu. If everybody fell asleep, oh, that's bad news. Why? Because it's only really a takana d'rabbanan. I mean, actually, it's because we're afraid they'll come and spiritual all the way, and then that'll be the end of your time. But in case that's your not your chashash.
That's where it came from.
This is where it came from, this thing.
Sleeping.
They make sure that the kids stay up, so they tell them that story. You fall asleep. And you end up in a room.
They made it on what's the story?
It's the inverse Santa Claus. And we end up, he walks around with his big sack. And any kids who fell asleep,
he
puts the kid in the back. No, they woke up again, obviously. Everybody wakes up again. It's a long Seder. So they wake up. Can they eat? So the Gzeret HaTakot over here is because in order to avoid eating your Korban Pesach in two places, you know how you wake up, you don't know where you are. So it's like a new place. So we don't want you to eat the Korban Pesach in two places. Since this is vaguely similar to that, so we made a Takot. If you all fell asleep, it's like the world has come back together again. Rabbi Yossi Aymer? No. That's only if Namnu. Let's say if one guy, you said everybody, but it's not really only everybody. If one person fell asleep, it would be the same thing. What the Tanakhama meant over here is that if he's only Namnu, it's like semi-asleep, so then the individual can eat. But Nirdamu, anybody who fell asleep, even if it was only miktzatam, that person is not allowed to eat. Lo yochlu. HaPesach achar chatzeis mitameh et hayadayim. Once it comes to be chatzeis, so now it becomes the way neiser becomes all around. And we know that there's a gezeirah derabbanan that a pigel v'hanoser mitameh et hayadayim. So since over here, achar chatzeis, now the Gemara is going to say that's going aliva the Shita of Rabbi Lozenberg, was the Pesach is Nechal Ad Chatzeis. So the Chorah, according to him, it becomes nicer. The truth is, as we saw earlier, it's not so posh, but it literally becomes nicer. Because, I mean, the Pashtus is that nicer itself is only then when it was Nitotar, meaning that you had the Ibud Surah. We always call Nitotar Ibud Surah. Here it's not, here it's going to be nicer, but it's not Ibud Surah. A little bit strange. That there's actually three dinim. There's the psul, and there's the nicer, and then there's the din of the srefa, which is by kasheni. According to that, those rishonim who learn that way understand that what it means over here, it's b'taim is hayadayim, not because of the hemshech apigav anais b'taim is hayadayim, but rather it's b'taim is hayadayim because of ezachadas. Because once already it's usher to eat, so then you're a mesiach daitam imenu. But kachem that you're mesiach daitam imenu becomes tummy. Because there's always there's the standing takona that has a chadas is metame takoch.
Isn't it roi?
No, not according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, it's not roi.
But those of all, it was only a takona that.
No, I'm saying that lemaisa, I'm not saying a takona until the time, I'll talk about that in a minute. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, that you can't eat it, so you're mesiach das from eating it totally. Right? Okay, so once you're mitzvah, so now it's mitzvah.
Because it's saying you won't.
Yeah, what our president. Yeah, because you don't. Because you're not going to think of what our president is asking is that if that's the case, it's not the Gerer of Lazar ben Azari. Because according to Chachom, if they're mitzvah, ad chatzot. Kedei laharchi katzot min aveir. So then the Chorev should also be mitzvah because of Ezechadas. Correct? Okay, so let's take a look at the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Omer, nitnamnu yochlu, nirdumu lo yochlu. Meaning, echidami nitnamnim. What do we mean by we say semi asleep? Omer Ravashi, it's like the word itself. Now notice, nam. Right? Nam nam means nim, meaning semi asleep and popping up, semi asleep. So, nim velo nim. So you are nim, but not completely nim. You are up, but not completely up. So there was a semi state, which is common in Daf Yomi. It's from
certain,
nir, non nim.
Certain quarters,
right? Well, I thought that was near to move.
Here, there's a certain makom where that is the state.
Kigon, the Kori Leva Ani, you say, Richie! He never jumps up. He just looks up as if he's been fine. Sometimes, yeah. And then But lo yoda la dure svara. All he does is he replays the last 10 seconds. But he can't tell you anything that requires thinking. But kimat rele mitkar. If you remind him, he says, yeah, I remember. So Abai was sitting at Rabbah's Seder. At least that's the way the Rashbam learns. We're talking about over here that this actually happened on Pesach. And he saw that he was sort of half asleep. Which was a taina. In other words, therefore, it should be also for you to eat. Because he thought there was no difference between Nirdam and Nimnim. And according to Rabbi Yossi, even an individual wouldn't be allowed to eat. Omarle, to which Rabba responded, "In, you're right. I'm minumiko menamne, but that's a technical term. You're using it very loosely, because the Mishnah says nitnamnemu yochlu. If you're only dozing off, so then you're allowed to continue to eat. And I was only dozing. You said so yourself. Ah, near the malo, you're
proving it because it says that lo yada la dure svara. He was able to get back as far then.
Once you're attacked by a Talmud, you wake up.
Anyway, we're not talking about Korban Pesach.
So that's the Shaila. Lechora, what this proves is very clearly that the same halacha would apply to matzah. You can't doze off in the middle of your matzahs. It's the matzah that you're eating, l'shem mitzvah. Because the only other possible svara would be to say that the shailah is that im b'chtir nachar matzah afikomen. And this would be like, here we have an example.
So, I have to look in the back of the pictures. You can see us in this thing.
Rabbi raised Abaye.
Mm-hmm.
A rabbi with a hey. Rabbi raised Abaye. So he was. Remember that we had the case before. Rabbi was a kid at a rabbi's seder. So the Rashbam says it can't possibly be because of the time of Ein Maftir Nachar Matzis. Because then why didn't the Gemara bring a raya from here? To the whole question earlier about Shmuel, Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikoman or not? I mean, if it's talking about a few matzahs, then the din would be that it was dependent on the Afikoman. Apparently, it's over here also. Since we eat the matzah zecher to the way we eat the Korban Pesach. So if Nimnum would be a problem, Nirdam would be a problem for the Korban Pesach. It would be apparently by definition the whole thing was a derabbanan. So they made one rabbanan to cover the whole thing. And the Gemara seems to take this for granted. So that the matzah also would be begetted the same takon as the Pesach. A Pesach achach atzeis b'tameh atayadayim. So you're telling me, in other words, Alma mi'chatzot havele notar. Apparently becomes notar at chatzot. How could that be? Manta. Now again, Shiloh hears what it means literally, becomes notar in terms of the Isra Hila. So if I ate it, I would be over on the Isra of eating Noser? Or is this just a, in terms of the Dinder Abonin of Tuma? So from the Rashbam, it's Mashba that he holds, that is literally Noser. That has all of the Dinim of Noser, according to Rabbos and Rezai. And that Noser, Arabeker, the whole way we talk about Yibratzur is Labdavk. Because whenever it's Osir Bachila, it becomes Noser. There's an interesting Meshech Chochma. Rutain is that there's an afkamina between the chiev to eat and an iser to eat afterwards. Let's say that the Rabbanu were geyser that you have to eat your carbon pesach at chatzos, in which case you'd have to eat also your matzah at chatzos, let's say. But where does it say that there's an iser to eat? Later? Not there's an iser. Just tell me when I have to eat. So okay, then already it makes tremendous matter. According to Rabbi Lozman, aside would be an iser nicer. So man tan, who's the man the armor that says it becomes nicer chatzos? Omer of Yosef would have to be Rabbi Lozman Azayi. The Tanya of Ochluat Abasar Balayla Hazeh. Rabbi Lozman Azayi Omer note the lotion Balayla Hazeh. So the same way that Balayla Hazeh in Mitzrayim is Vayibach Hatzi Alayla, So mala halan at chatzos, afkan at chatzos. Must mean that was the moment of makas becharis. That's it. All the Bechor Mitzrayim were instantly wiped out. So here too it has to mean at chatzos. Amar Rabbi Akiva, balo kvar nemar, v'achaltem oto b'chipazon, at sh'at chipazon. Doesn't it also say beferish that you should be eating it b'chipazon? Why would you be eating b'chipazon? If you're telling me that b'chipazon means the mode in which you eat, it says that beferish. V'kacha tochlu oto. Motechem chagurim, so on and so forth. So I already know that I have to eat as if I'm about to go out. So what's the pshat b'chipazon? Therefore, b'chipazon must refer to the actual yitzia. But I couldn't go out. It says it's also to go out. So it can't possibly mean all night long. I was literally walking out the door. Must mean, therefore, that the Torah is giving you a safe z'man achila. So the safe z'man achila is our pshat b'chipazon. And that's the case. So what did I have to say b'layla hazeh? In kein matam loma b'layla. Because I might think every other carbon that I shech during the day. When do I start eating it? During the day. So I eat it during the day, and I continue to eat it during the night. So the carbon Pesach, I would think, is the same thing. Comes along the Torah to tell me, Tamad Omar Balayla, Balayla Nechal, Veino Nechal Bayom. You cannot eat your carbon Pesach during the daytime. Why do I need Hazeh? That explains, okay, fine. You told me why I need Balayla. Why isn't Balayla Hazeh? So for Rabbi Akiva, I Hazeh, my Yavid Leh. He didn't explain what he does with the Zeh. I mean, it worked out very well according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That exactly was the way that the Torah was making the Gzeirah Shavah. Nemar kan Balayla Hazeh, Nemar kan Sham Balayla Hazeh. But over here, you're only explaining why it says Balayla. Because that's coming to the Milu, Mamayat Laila Acher, would be awesome. After all, a Pesach is essentially a Shlomim with a couple of variations. So, ma Shlomim ne'echolim b'shnei yamim v'layla echad, af Pesach okim leilais b'makam yamim, v'ne'echol l'shnei leilais b'yom echad. Since over here we have a strange limitation on the achilah, can't eat the carbon on the day that I shechted it. So I would say, okay, but it still has the same number of hours for Achila. So just like Kachim Kalim, normally I eat one Aina, which is a Yom, another Aina, which is a Laila, and then a second Aina, which is a Yom, and I can no longer eat it at night. So over here, I eat it one Aina, which is a Laila. This is the way the Rashbam is. A second Aina, which is a Yom, and then a third Aina, which is a Laila. And then only on the second morning, it becomes usher. Therefore, I need hazeh. Now, the shaila is, what about the day in between? Didn't it say, v'achaltem oto b'layla? So Rashi in Brochus indeed says b'feirish that all the Gemara means to say it should be eaten for two laylas. The day I can't eat, but that's a separate issue. You're not allowed to eat b'yom. You can only eat b'layla. But in terms of the z'man achila, it extends to the end of those number of hours. But the Rashbam time is no. The Balayla only comes lafuke the yom of the shechita. Becomes roi to eat at night. But once it becomes roi to eat at night, so now I should be allowed to eat it for the next day and the following night.
Second
seder. Yeah, that's right. Good one. That's gewaldic. So I might think indeed that there's an inyan of the Pesach on the second night. Kamashmana, no Balayla, and only Balayla azeh. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what do I need that for? It says b'feirish lotzatira minu at boker. So what are you going to tell me that you had a havamina to say you could eat it the whole next day and that's night? Well, who are you trying to fool? You know that it can't mean that. Says Rabbi Akiva, how do you know what boker means? Maybe it means you can eat it until the morning of the 16th of July. I mean, it doesn't say which boker. Maybe it means the second boker. Because after all, you're allowed to eat it for two nights. So then the second morning it becomes awesome. Says Rabbi Lezer, but Kolecha because of Boker always means Boker Rishonu, by definition. So there's a reference to the time before. So now it comes out now that Omar Rav Ocho Matzah Bizman Hazeh Acher Chatzos. nowadays, this still has application. Because if you eat your matzah l'achar chatzos, it comes out that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you wouldn't be yodei klevoser. Isn't that obvious? I mean, pshitik, even the iskish l'pesach, we know that the matzah is compared to Pesach. So obviously, it's k'pesach domi. Not necessarily. Because ma'al t'tema afke kro me'ekesha. I might have thought that the Torah said berev tochlu matzot, so it's no longer dependent on the achila together with the Karban Pesach. Once it's not dependent on the achila, so maybe the Torah says that. Don't take the hekesh seriously when it comes to matzah. Matzah has its own dinim. So if matzah has its own dinim, so where did it ever say anything about chatzos with the matzah? The mashmalan, therefore, he wants to teach me, dechia adre kro, when the Torah says now, be'erev tochlu matzot, wasn't creating a new chiyuv. It's lemilta kamaita hadre. It's saying, even though you would have taken it for granted that the din of matzah is dependent on the Pesach, kamashmalan, it's not dependent on the presence of the Pesach. But as far as what that mitzvah is, it's the same mitzvah that you had when you ate it together with the Pesach. So if that's the case, it has all of the dinim of the Korban Pesach. Okay, so if that's the halacha, then it would have, if you pass it, lemais, it's a big machlokas rishonim, out of paskin. Do we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or do we paskin that it's actually kosher ad haboker, that it's only a drabbanan that you're supposed to be eating ad chatzos? That's a big machlokas. But it comes out like this. Since we saw earlier, and there are Rishonim talking about the Feirish, that the din, remember we had the sugya of Rishonim, Rav Yosef, who says the Haggadah? So the Gemara takes for granted, if you hold that Bizman HaZeh, it's only the Rabbanan, so then the Haggadah is also only the Rabbanan. Which means that we're tying the din of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim to the Chiyav of Lakamani. So that would mean that the Chiyav At Chatzais would be a Chiyav Bizman HaZeh to finish the Seder At Chatzais would only be true according to Rav Azariah. But if you hold like the Rabbanan, so then there's a chiyuv to continue to be Mesaper B'Yitzis Mitzrayim. It's interesting that one of the Chachonim of Bnei Bak is Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Yeah, and they were talking about, yeah, no, until the morning. But it could be that there's the Kol Marvel Asaper, it could be even Marvel Achar Hazman, Harezah Meshuvah, but it doesn't mean it's included in the actual chiyuv. Anyway, because of this and the additional question of whether if you hold Zman Achilas Matzah is only Ad Chatzos, let's say, so then the question is, are you allowed to eat Li'achar Zman Achiyev? Is there din of Ein Maftir and Achar Afikoman only Bizman that it Shayek Achilah? But once the mitzvah is over, what's it Shayek to say Ein Maftir? When he says the rest of the year, Ein Maftir. So what Ein Maftir means, as long as it's the Zman of the mitzvah, it should be the time of the mitzvah in your mouth. So then the same thing would be true about the matzah. As long as there's a chiyuv, then there's a time of matzah in your mouth. Comes along the Avnei Nezer with his famous Eitzah. Because Lamaisa, let's say you're not going to finish your Seder by Chatzos. So what you do is, a minute before Chatzos, you eat your afikim, what we call an afikim. You eat your matzah. You eat your matzah, your last matzah. And you make it tonight, and you say like this, if the halacha is like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, so then, that's the case, this is my afikim, and I want to be yotzei machiyuv matzah now. Then in another 5 minutes, you continue to eat, because now it's after. It's after chatzos. And if it's after chatzos, he's made it, now he's still eating. But if the chiyuv is until the morning, because the mitzvah is like the chachamim, so then I'll eat it later, because then there would be no inyan of finishing at chatzos.
What?
That's a problem. Your problem then to finish. If you don't finish that good, you don't get your chiyuv. So I love it like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and we tie it together. So then you'd have to certainly finish your agoda by chatzos. It's interesting. Some people tie that the halal is also included in the farm. That's all a problem. It doesn't answer that issue.
Yeah.
What do you do about the halal? Maybe that's why some people say hallel at night before they come home.
Cover all the bases.
Zukta Heilige Mishnah.
Boy, that was fast. You should be able to do that all the time.
Doing Tazara.
Ah! You want to do it? It's a short bathroom. Depends. If you have organized a whole fancy thing tomorrow, then fine.
This is the situation. We have organized for tomorrow with all the basics in, but some people said, make a bunch of Shabbos, we probably can't have a week left for this. And the question is whether Rebbe wants more time to go to the CM. Works it very nicely.
But if we do it tomorrow, we have Evan.
Whatever he wants to contribute,
fine. His presence is not enough. When are you leaving?
Tomorrow.
Early tomorrow morning? Before Dr. Anthony? With the fight? That's bad. Okay, so what do? So who can't come? Just Bobby?
Others who don't know that the people away and know where to put some, etc.
Okay, but so let's stop now. We'll do Fezorin. Marsh would have got a pesach with the law of the Achamatsma of Tirin. Lomi boy, come along, me boy, Achamatsma, Lona Fishtama, Yavala, Achapesan of Fishtame, Lomotsi, Yibure, let Lomba. Come, Marshman, even Achapesk is a proud. Name of Missayele, Asuf Ganim, Vaduf Shanim, Viscaritin, Adam, the Malay Christ, or name of Vacho, Halkizait Matsa, Bachona. Sisi, it's saying Dafka, Bachonain, but don't make your fear Matsa Rishonak, because then you can't eat the sponge cake. But you might have thought that you should not wait to eat your matzah till mati lamechalak lagasa imalo. Kamashlo, you can even be yotzirchiv after eating other things. Marzut ramat nehach. Om Rav Yosef, Om Rav Yehuda, Mishmuel. Maftir nachar hamatzah afikoman. Name is a dafka you can. Name a misayele. Ein maftir nachar hapesach afikoman. Nachar hapesach gulo. Avalachar matzah maftirin, lomi boi koma, lomi boi achar matzah delo nafishtai me avalachar peskei malo, kamashma nafil avalachar pesar. Meisu esok ganim vaduf shanim vizkaritin adad memalik reisum emi vivad, shiokhal kizayit matzah vachrona, yisi dafka vachrona, babarishona lo, which means that there's an iser to eat achar matzah fikoma, not like shmur. No, lomi boi koma, lomi boi varishona. You might have thought not to be a Yotzi of Matzah Birishon Abrahona. Kamashmani filu Bahona. Omar Rabba, Matzah is one as a Yoraita, Moro de Rabona. Maishno Moro, the Thiva Matzotum Rorin, Bisman dika Pesach ika Moro, Bisman de Leka Pesach Leka Moro. So Matzanami, Thiva Matzotum Rorin Yochlu. Yes, but Matzah Mahadu had a big crop, the Erev Toklu Matzot. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Yaakov says, even matzah b'zman hazeh is only drabonim. I have the verb to full matzah. That's the way like the tummy b'shoi b'derech rechoka. Salka da'atech aninak, even the Pesach lo achle, matzah mor nami lo nechal at the first Pesach, kam mashmolam. V'rov armalacha, well obviously, tummy b'shoi b'derech rechoka. What do we need a pasuk for? You're not any less than an oral on the ben nechar. T'tanya kor orel lo yochal bo. Boy no ochel, avol ochel b'matzah u'maror. Whereas Avachar b'Yaakov says, no, you need a pasuk for Orel, and you need a pasuk also for Tomei Boya b'derech rechoka v'tzrichei. Tanik abasa d'rov. Sheishet yamim tochal matzot uva yom ha-shvi atzeret l'Hashem elokecha, which tells me that ma-shvi reshut, af sheishet yamim reshut. Why taima? Ayei ravei davar shebechla. V'yatzah menakal l'amet, lo l'amet al atzmo yatzah, in which case, Yochalaf Laila Rishon would be a Rishud. Tamadomar Matsotum Rim Yochlu. Ah, but that's only bisman shebet hamikdash kayam. Bisman shein beit hamikdash kayam minayin. Talmud omar beruf tofu matzot. Hakatuv kavo chova. Yoshlu miktzatan yochlu, but kulam lo yochlu. Rabbi Yosef omer, that's dafka if nitnanu, but nirdamu, even a yochid, lo yochlu. A pesach hakatzot betamei et hayadayim. A figu v'anotar betamim et hayadayim. Rabbi Yosef omer, nitnanu yochlu, nirdamu, lo yochlu. Eich idami nitnanem, omer vashi nim v'lo dnim, tir v'lo tir, kugon dekori levani, v'lo yodeh la'adurei svara, but kimat k'roloi mitkar, by Aviyati Kamedara, because of the common name? Omalay, hey, Minam Kenoimar. Omalay, that's right. And I only was Minuni Kamenam name, as you say. Betnam Nitnam Namu, Yoklu, Nirdamu, or Yoklu. A Pesacharka Chatzot, Mitame Etayadaim, Alma, Mikhatzot, Abilinota. The Mantana, I'm Rajesh Rebelezaben Azai, the Tanya, Yoklu, Tavasar Balaylaze, Rebelezaben Azai, I'm Menemar, Kamalaylaze, Menemar Laham, the Avarti, Verse Betrayim Balaylaze. Mala halanat chatzot, afkanat chatzot. Omla ruyakiva valo kvar neemar bechipazon, ad shat chipazon. Imkein matam lomar balayla. Yofa yenecha kubikotch, even biyom shkitaso. Tom lomar balayla, balaylo nechal, veino nechal biyom. Ruyakiva hayazem, hayavidle. Miboy le lemuti layla achru diata. Saka da te kamina. Hovut pesach kachim kalim, ishlomim kachim kalim. Mashlamin echol and shne yomim v'layla echad av pesach ukim leilot b'mkom yamim v'nechol and shne leilot v'yom echad. Chatevach ben ahazet, Rabbi Elazar ben Azai, Amar lacha, we don't need it for any of that. Milot otiru mimenu ad boker nafka. Rabbi Akiva, Amar lacha, ilo chatevach ben ahazet, how do I know which boker? Abi minam hai boker, boker sheni. Rabbi Elazar, Amar lacha, that's kol echad because of boker, boker rishon. Omar Rava. Ochal matzah bizman hazeh achar chatzot, Rabbi Elazar ben Azai, lo yatzah yedek avato. Isn't that pshita? Kiven nitkish for Pesach? Ke Pesach don't mean, it's a deraisa. No, mal de tema, ha'af ke krom ekeisha. The mashmon de fia hadre krom, with the posik erf tof lumatzot, no milta ka maite ha'adre.